massive increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results.
Crime causes human misery, suffering, pain, and death.
We progressives.
Suffering, pain, misery, and debt. You fucking heard it. You got the cranky old bastard here. Now I'm sick and tired of you stupid assholes who think it's proper that you can fucking riot after a hockey game, okay? It's a goddamn game. Get your head out of your asses and fucking grow up. Show some maturity and act your age, not your fucking shoe size, all right? Because your team lost the goddamn game, okay? You think it's proper that you guys have the right to go out and destroy other people's property. You're rioting, you're looting, you're acting like assholes. I expect that from Americans, not from fucking Canadians, okay? Grow the fuck up. Show that you've actually got some maturity, and you're not going to act like the assholes south of the border. Nothing pisses me off more than fucking people thinking that they can walk around and inflict their will and their rights on everybody out there, you know? It just pisses me off to no end. It pisses me off more than most Americans do, especially when Canadians do it.
And welcome to the inaugural episode of The Cranky Old Bastard.
Thank you very much.
You should have at least started with that instead of just going right into a tirade.
Hell no. This has pissed me off. I mean,
and your fans are going, who the hell is that? Yeah, I'm going to talk right over you just because I can. Oh, I have no intentions of editing anything at all.
Oh, excellent. Well, at least introduce yourself.
Me? No. I'm just here.
You introduce yourself.
I'm just here.
Come on.
I don't have a name. I'm nobody. I'm nobody. I'm nobody.
No, it's the boob. Shut up. He's one of the few fucking Americans that I actually like. Okay, he was smart enough to move to Canada. He actually has an IQ. Holy fuck, did I just say an American's got an IQ?
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Okay, an IQ over 2, that is.
That happens, too.
Yeah, well,
the pictures coming in live are pretty scary, actually.
Aren't they? Fuck, Cassie's watching a program now about extreme couponing or hoarding or something like that. So the news is turned off.
That's got to be more interesting than the news. I mean, everybody wants to know about extreme couponing and hoarding.
Well, you know, you can only watch so much bullshit before you finally decide, okay, I've had enough.
On the plus side, the full moon and eclipse was pretty cool tonight.
Oh, yeah. What I'm hoping to see once I get back on to watching the news is I want to see some of these fuckers tased. I want to see one of these guys jump up on a car that they just threw a Molotov cocktail in and watch the fucking car blow up and send their stupid ass flying.
That'd be a good idea. You know you're on the internet and you can go to ctv.ca live.
Oh, I know. But you see, I don't want to slow down anything to do with my computer. I want this rant to go on.
This is going to hardly slow you down at all. Remember, I'm doing the recording. You're just rambling.
Oh, well, fine then. Let's go to CTV News. No, let's go to CBC News.
CBC's actually got better video. Although Czech News right now has some pretty good footage coming through. So it's actually, and here comes the horseman stomping some people down the walkways.
I saw this one guy. He was sitting there arguing with the cops, right? And his friends were trying to break him up.
Oh, is that the one where he threw his girl to the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that moron.
Fucking cocksucker. And you
know
what?
The cops beat him. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Fucking right it is. I think they should beat him some more.
He needed that, man. It's like some of these people, you know, normally I don't stand with the cops in incidences like this. But as I've watched this unfold, I can actually say that the cops are not at fault here. And these cops have shown some amazing fucking restraint.
They have. And, you know,
impressive restraint.
A lot of people out there that don't agree with this type of use of force are going to have to sit back and agree with this, because you know what? These cops are showing a lot of restraint. They're showing a lot of discipline, and you should be commended for this.
I was watching some of the early footage where the cops were standing there and bottles were being chucked at them, barricades were being chucked at them, and all they did was back up and move out of the way. And it was just, I was like, holy fuck.
But you know what?
Having been in I was at the WTO riots in 1999 in Seattle. I was in the Battle of Seattle. I know what this sort of event is like.
Well, yeah, that's when you, Commie Pinko, started all the fucking problems.
No, they didn't. The cops started it there. I was right there on the front lines. I've got the photographic evidence to prove it.
Photos can be doctored. We both know that.
Yeah, right. It takes a lot of work to doctor black and white photos from film.
Hey, yeah, you ever heard of a negative scanner and a program called Photoshop?
Yeah, but I've got all the original negatives too. So hey, this time around though, I actually see that the cops are not at fault here, and that they've done an amazing job of keeping a restraint. And of course, this is, you know, shows really sad taste on the city of Vancouver.
They're as much to blame as anyone else.
Yeah,
if they'd had the proper preparations in store, I mean, there was people lining up to get into bars at noon.
Well, they kind of got slack on it because, you know, the Olympics came and went, and they had over hundreds of thousands of people downtown in this same area without an event at all. And then, of course, they had all the games leading up to this where they had no problems with, you know, close to the same amount of people downtown. So they just probably got a little lax.
Well, still, you know, they should have...
Figuring that people would behave.
Yeah, but you prepare for the worst and you hope for the best, you know?
Yeah, well,
you get the extra officers in there, not have them... Oh, calling up, Abbotsford, can you send us your riot squad? And New West, can you send us your riot squad?
Abbotsford, Surrey, the RCMP, everybody's sending in their riot squads right now.
I'm surprised the Victoria guys aren't on a helicopter over there right now.
They might be, for all we know.
Mind you, right after the game, I heard quite a few sirens, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, it's going to start here. Hmm. Unfortunately, I haven't heard that many sirens since.
I'm watching the local news here, and I'm certain the local news would cut to this area here if it was a problem here. But I don't see it. I'm pretty certain that it's all pretty much contained in the downtown Vancouver. And, of course, all the people downtown Vancouver are pretty much shit out of luck there now, because if they rode into the area by bus...
They can't get out.
They can't get out because the bridges have been closed leading out of Vancouver downtown. The trains have been closed. The buses have been stopped. Taxis aren't running. Nothing's running out of the downtown core, so they're pretty much fucked.
The last I heard, the SkyTrain was still running and the Sea Taxi was still running.
No, they stopped it.
No,
you missed that. You missed that update.
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ, what do they expect? Like, they know from 1994 what was going to happen.
That's true. In 1994, this happened. You know what's funny is looking at the photos of the crowds is the guys that are in this crowd, and it is mostly young males. Most of them weren't even or were just 1 or 2 years old in 1994.
Yeah. Well, usually, you know, I'd call them young, dumb, and full of cum. Well, now they're young, dumb, and full of fucking shit for brains.
Wow. They've always been full of shit for brains being that dumb. But, yeah, it's the crowd photos show it out, and unfortunately it proves it, that it's males 18 to 25-year-old causing most of this problem.
Okay, what's with that? Why aren't there any girls 18 to 25-year-old showing us their tits?
There's only a couple in there, and I haven't seen any tits. And, of course, you know, we're watching Canadian news, and so they don't censor that, and they don't freak out when a nipple hits the TV screen.
Oh, my God!
You know, like the Americans. Oh, my God, it's a nipple. Oh, my God. Oh, don't just show us the Aurelia. Oh, no, not that thing around the nipple. Oh, sorry.
You know, the Americans, they oh, no, we can't show that. We might upset the religious right.
Yeah, the religious right can write on my right, you know.
Religious wrong. They should fucking get a grip.
Well, they can try getting a grip.
You know,
they wouldn't know what to do with it once they did get a grip.
And this fucking whole hockey season, I've said from the beginning of the playoffs. Now, I'm the first one to admit I'm a Leafs fan. For good, better or worse, I'm a Leafs fan.
Yeah,
fuck you. You don't know anything about hockey.
I learned something tonight. I had to go look it up. I learned what icing is. I now know it means sliding the puck across two red lines.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Without it touching?
I have no idea without it touching. All it said was sliding the puck across two red lines. I assume it's without touching another player.
A player from which team?
your own team, I would assume. Your own team has to catch it.
You should look that up. Get back to me.
It has to be the other team? Oh, you have to smack it into the other team before you can send it all the way down the pike? No, so what you do is you try to bounce it off the other guy's hockey stick?
No, off their fucking head, you moron.
It's pretty hard to do that, man. You got to get it up off the ice to do that.
Yeah, and?
Anyway, okay. Go ahead. As I keep fucking you up here.
I'm just looking at this. Oh, okay. Something else in the news, okay? Postal workers locked out.
That's what the riot was all about. It started downtown at the postal office, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And I was down there like about 10 to 9 this morning, and there's all these fucking postal workers. Fuck, man. Fire the lot of them. You know what? They get paid far too much fucking money. They have far too much fucking benefits. And I'm sure that there's enough people out there that would take the fucking job.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
No. They find that being a postal worker, especially delivery people, is something that they have difficulties finding people that are capable or intelligent enough to actually carry out without screwing it up. How many times have you gone to your mailbox only to find your neighbor's mail in there or some other person's mail in there, and then you find out that it wasn't your regular carrier who was dropping the mail that week when your mail got totally fucked up?
Never.
It happens to me all the fucking time.
The only way it happens to me is if the person moves out.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know... Okay, first of all, my favorite oxymoron, what is it?
An American with brains?
No, postal worker.
Oh.
Followed closely by country music. But we're not going to go down that road tonight, okay? Country music, it's going to be left for another day.
Leave that another time. Yeah. Postal workers are postal workers. Actually, postal workers, some of them are relatively underpaid for what they do.
Okay, how the hell is $25 an hour plus fucking benefits underpaid to take these letters and go, in the box. They don't even deliver it to your fucking house anymore. They put it in a box.
It depends on where you live. If you live in a downtown core, they still deliver to your house. If you live in the rural, they don't deliver to your house. They never did in Canada.
I can remember them putting the mail in the mailbox at the end of my driveway. Really? When I lived in a rural area. Yeah.
There are actually mailboxes in Canada? I didn't know that.
Yeah, see? Dumbass American.
I've been here for 20 years, and I've never seen a mailbox in rural Canada, except for the centralized boxes.
You didn't get out much then, did you?
I got out a lot.
Yeah. With the farmer's pig next door, you know, that doesn't count, okay?
Oh, fuck you. And the horse you rode in on.
But let's get back to these fucking idiot protesters, okay? Because they've really pissed me off. They're almost as bad as my former upstairs neighbors. You know, the ones that had the sword fight?
Uh-huh.
They decided they didn't like each other anymore and decided to have a sword fight about it.
Uh-huh.
That's what you get when you raise your child to be a pagan.
Motherfucker.
Okay. That's what you get when you raise your child to be a pagan.
What was the problem? No, I'm just going to throw a few here and there.
What the fuck is this asshole doing in here? I don't recall sending an invite to your sorry loser ass, and I definitely didn't see a welcome sign outside the door.
I think that goes for the rioters.
Exactly, really?
Yeah,
like...
Yeah, I've got a few sound effects kicking around just to have fun with you.
You know, the people I really feel sorry for in this are the people who are truly fans and the people who live down on that area.
Oh, I follow Twitter, okay? And, you know, I've been following Twitter, and there's, like, a couple of guys I follow. One of them is, like, tweeting out. It's like, you know, I can't even fucking leave my condo right now to walk my dog. He's trapped in his condo because the riots are happening around him. And if he goes down and outside, he'll be mistaken as a rioter. And he's just trying. He just needs to get his dog out so he can go take a shit.
Let the dog go on the balcony, have the shit, then drop it on the rioters.
There's a good idea.
Fucking right. It came from my mouth, didn't it? It's a good idea.
That is not necessarily true.
Fuck off. This is my show. It's a good idea.
I can contradict you anytime I feel like. Just because I can. Just gotta remember, I've got control of the editing here, so I can really have
fun
with
it. Excuse me. Am I fucking you?
No, not this
week.
Then
keep your goddamn mouth shut and do as I tell you.
Fuck you.
You wish.
Me.
And, you know, people accuse me of not having a sense of humor.
Really? I can't imagine that.
Fucking idiots.
What, no sense of humor?
No.
Jeez.
So, yeah, anyways, I was saying before, and you rudely interrupted me. Are you done?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, that I'm a diehard Leafs fan, okay? Uh-huh. My team doesn't make it to the playoffs. This year, the team that kept them out of the playoffs is the team I ended up cheering for.
Were you cheering for the Bruins?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Bruins are owned by a Canadian company. Their arena is owned by a Canadian company. They had more Canadian players on the team than the Canadian team did. So, of course.
Oh, that just sucked. I was just watching the screen here, and some girl, she had to dive into her car to rescue some shit before the rioters slid it on fire.
Yeah, see, they don't give a fuck about people's personal property. Now, imagine if that was some medical records that she desperately needed to get to a doctor tomorrow. I can't get it to you because I got burned.
You got burned. My homework got eaten by the rioters, really. Honest. I'm sure you can catch the footage somewhere.
Yep. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, what? We're still recording.
Yeah, I know. I'm just turning the sound down on this media player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so these assholes, you know, we need to bring back public flogging.
That might actually help. Make some of these fucking kids actually learn some goddamn respect.
Yeah.
Because they've got absolutely no respect.
Fuck no. If they were to bring back capital punishment, a lot of this shit wouldn't be happening.
You know, the Bay almost caught fire down there.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
It's being looted,
and then the camera crews, they were filming some of the morons in there looting. They dropped their mask a couple of times, so they'll be easy to identify. But they lit a car on fire right up under the awning by the bay, meaning it wouldn't have taken much for that flame to have flipped into the building and caught it on fire, destroyed a 100-year-old building.
Yep. But they don't think about that shit.
No, don't give a shit.
And I'm really glad, that we now have facial recognition software and Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
The two work so well hand in hand.
They do work so well. And it's not just that. It's all the photos on Twitter and all the stuff that's going to be up on YouTube. And fuck, the video is just pouring in left, right, and center. It's all you got to do is go follow the Canucks hashtag or the Riot 2011 hashtag. Yeah, it's Riot 2011 is the hashtag that's been developed on Twitter for what's happening. Or the Van PD hashtag.
I could just see, if I was over there, I'd be walking around with the video camera, right? I'm videotaping just like everybody else does, and then walking up to a cop going, "Here, put this in your facial recognition software. I'll be back with another tape shortly." Yes, I'm a fucking rat, and I don't care.
Well, in some cases, it's like it's justified in some cases. In this particular case, it's majorly justified.
It is. I mean, anybody who says in this case, being a rat is not justified, I hope that they have their fucking car torched.
No shit, because this case here, this is not a protest. This is not anything but sheer vandalism and destruction of private property for no fucking reason than because they can.
Yeah. And you know what? As I said, I think the city of Vancouver is as much to blame as the assholes that were starting and inciting everything. But
less to blame. Honestly, they can share some of the blame, but I don't think they're as much to blame.
Well, I honestly think that the NHL should step in and say, you know what? Because of this, it's happened twice when you've made the finals. You're losing the franchise.
That just happened twice when they made the finals. It's happened twice when they've lost in the seventh game.
Yeah, exactly. Hold their franchise. Hell, they're giving one to Winnipeg.
Granted.
Give one.
Where are they going to give it to? They can give it to, who needs one really bad? Yellowknife. Yellowknife could use a franchise.
Yeah, or Whitehorse.
Whitehorse, yeah, Whitehorse would love it. Sitting the Canucks where they're somewhere where they're really loved.
The none of it Canucks. because they ain't getting none of it.
Oh, this guy is a dickwad. You have a Twitter account, don't you?
Yes,
I'm not going to respond to this fuckwad on my personal account here, but TMoney86 is going, fuck Vic PD and the excessive force. No one around, they still shoot gas at us. You're a fuckwad, dude. You should not still be down there.
Well, I love watching the guy getting the batons hit on him. Like, fuck. Okay. Fuck. So give me some of these.
Actually, I can go send him a tweet through some other account here and fuck with this asswipe.
Send him one through mine. That'll fuck him up.
I'll go sign up in one of my own. I've got accounts set aside just for this sort of shit. Just sort of fucktards like this. get a grip, butt lick. And where are we at here?
Oh, okay, so I'm now following Vancouver police.
Are ya? Good for you.
Yeah. Please hold on to your footage until we are at the point of gathering evidence. We appreciate it.
That's because they're getting so fucking much footage right now, I bet. They're just fucking buried in it.
Yeah, how many? Because, you know, there's people walking up going, here's my tape. Here's my tape.
They're just getting buried in it, I'm certain.
I mean, I watched on CBC, I watched the guy, one guy wearing a Canucks jersey, a white jersey. He ran up, no face mask or anything on, and he threw the flame bombs into the cop cars that were burning.
Yeah.
He ran up and threw it in the back window on the first one and through the side window on the second one. Oh, yeah. I really want to see that cocksucker arrested. See how much he likes being Bubba's bitch. Now, there's a sound effect for you to find. Bubba going, you're my bitch now.
Bubba be my bitch. I bet I can find one. I'll locate one for you for your next show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to get a few of them.
Let me finish fucking with this. Here, why don't you go fuck with him, too? It's TMoneyY86. Go send him an at reply and tell him he's a fucktard.
Okay. Give me that again.
TMoneyY86. Go send him an at reply. Say at that fucking name there and tell him he's a fucktard. And the thick PD are not using excessive force, and you should be down there to get beat on yourself, you twatwad.
Retweet, reply. Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm going to type it out. Then I'm going to read it to you. So you entertain the people. Oh,
yeah,
okay?
we'll entertain the people. Well, you see, the thing is, you know, we're 23 minutes into the show so far. I figure we can go for a whole hour with this show. And
oh, fuck yeah.
That's where we'll put the cutoff, because we could do it all night long and people don't want to listen all night long to us fucking banter about the idiots over there in Vancouver. You know, but yeah, there we go. There's what I need right there. So let's go fuck with this ass wipe here. All right. Oops, I want to do this. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go fuck with him. Who should be downtown? There we go. Sure. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Right, check that.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
okay. Let's go fucking send him a tweet. So what you sending to him? I'm just sending him that he's a fucktard. He should be down there to get beat. Good. Good.
I said, look, Fatnut, if you have the conviction to make statements like this, why are you not down there getting the shit kicked out of you? People like you make me wish abortion were retroactive.
That's good. Send that to him.
Oh, fuck, I got to trim it down because I'm over. So.
Oh, well, you know, shorten a few of the words. remove the and put an and symbol, you know, things like that.
No. Look. What cunt?
You'll clean it up. Come on. You'll shorten it up. You'll shorten it up enough.
I'm trying to. I'm like minus 52, so I 51, so I've really got to.
Yeah, I'm going to abandon you here for a minute. So you're going to have to go on a monologue for a second. I'll be right back.
All right. I guess he's got to go make a potty break or something, you know. But anyways, you know, this asshole really fucking pisses me off, you know. How can you make a statement like that when people's private property are getting trashed, they're getting fucked over and ruined just because of a hockey game, okay? It's a fucking game, people. Grow the fuck up, okay? When something like this happens, you know, and people say that the cops are using excessive force, have the convictions that you speak of and get down there and face the cops. Tell them that. Tell them you're using excessive force and take what happens, okay? Because I'll guarantee you ain't seen excessive force. I have been subject to and voluntarily subjected myself to being pepper sprayed, pepper balled. I'd been tased twice by my own.
All that did was excite you. What the hell?
Well, fuck. They need the volunteers. And I believe that if you're going to have the potential to use something, then you should know how it feels, right? And that way, I went down and I was on a course. I got tased twice. The first time, you know, it hurt, but I didn't go down. So they tased me a second time until I went down. I've had tear gas when I was in the Army, you know. You get tear gassed.
Is that right?
What?
That can't be right. I haven't heard anything on the news yet, but Twitter's reporting that there's reports of 4 people dead downtown Vancouver.
I told you. I fucking told you, didn't I?
Yeah, it's possible, but... And Twitter's not usually too far off. They're usually ahead of the news by... hours. Sometimes just minutes, but nowadays it's minutes, but it used to be hours. Twitter's just full, man. So unfortunately, our wonderful listeners out there are only going to actually hear this after the fact, so they'll just get our take on it. They can listen to our take on it as we ramble through this. But it is quite interesting to watch a completely useless and pointless riot that has no fucking value. You know what this kind of reminds me of? And it's really sad to say, I didn't think we could be compared to the idiots of Katrina.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to get compared to. I'm betting like John Stewart or somebody's going to fucking have a field day with this and compare it to the morons of Katrina.
Yeah.
That's really a sad statement on not just Vancouver, but Canadians as a whole.
So I've had to change my reply because I was over.
Oh, okay.
So I've changed it to, look, cunt, people are dead down there because of cunts like you. Your mother should have swallowed. No. So we're going to tweet that to them. I've always said, you know, I'm not here to wear friends and really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's good. Let me go look at his.
Trevor Leonard. Ooh, Trevor.
Leonard. Is that his name? You're looking him up? Oh, he lives in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh, he likes to show the tattoo on his ass. Hang on, buddy. I'm going to grab this photo. Oh, that can't be his ass. Whose ass is it? MikeChow.com. That's the photo's credit. The credit is MikeChow.com. Is that a stolen photo? That couldn't be him.
I don't know, but, you know, if that's the chick in front of him, he can't be very good with the chicks because she doesn't have his dick in her mouth.
That's not a chick in front of him, man. Look at them fucking arms. That's a guy pointing at his ass.
Yeah, but still, you know, would you let a guy stand in front of you that close to your nutsack with an open mouth?
You never know.
Come on.
Depends on how much booze was in me.
See, another reason I'm glad I don't fucking drink.
It'd have to be a whole fuck whack load.
Oh, fuck. So, about T-Money.
Well, that's all right. You know, he's only got 170 followers. He doesn't have very many followers, so I guess nobody likes him. Who does he follow? Does he follow anybody interesting?
Let's see. He is following...
Hush Vancouver, Brandon...
TransLink. He's follows TransLink. And he's 64 followers. Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's the... Oh, Detective Triple X. Okay. Yeah, there you go. There's somebody to follow. No, that's the number of people he follows is 69. And yeah. He's got 170 followers. But he sent out 402 tweets when, you know, that's 402 tweets of probably worthless shit.
Of course.
Let's see here.
Louis Vuitton is being targeted now. It looks like people just go home. That's from Van City Buzz. Well, fuck. Amazing. Somebody over in Vancouver actually has some fucking brains.
Oh, there's more over in Vancouver that have brains. You should actually hear something. Pick up some of the tweets out there. It's actually pretty interesting.
You want to hear something disgusting?
Sure.
People that didn't go to the game were at the Orpheum watching the show Wicked.
Oh, no, they weren't at the Orpheum. They were at the
Queen Elizabeth
Theater, yeah. And they couldn't get out. They couldn't leave because the rioters were outside.
Yeah, and these were families.
Yes, I know. I mean, heard about that. I thought that was pretty shitty.
It was. And, I mean, you know me. If I can't get out with my kid and my kid gets traumatized by this, even for a couple minutes, I'm going to be kicking ass and taking fucking names.
Oh, yeah.
I'd really like to see some of these assholes try this shit. And I mean, the rest of the mob should have just turned around on them, you know. But then again, you'd have another mob.
Well, the thing is, it's like, you know, it's hit mob mentality down there. So it's, they're beyond actually listening. They're just falling. There's no leader anymore. It's all just mob. Is all it is now. It's all just mob. They don't have a fucking clue what they're doing, which is, you know, really sad.
No. Qualifies them to be Americans, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does. But that's the whole. That's the really sad part. You know, we shouldn't be as bad as the fucking Americans. We should be in better shape than the fucking Americans.
We should be ashamed.
Well, a lot of Canadians are ashamed right now, and a lot of people on Twitter are ashamed to be associated with Vancouver in any way, shape, or form. You know, and it's just really sad. You know, I'm sort of, you know, ashamed to be associated with Vancouver at this particular moment in time.
Oh, man. Skype slows down my machines big time.
Your machines slow down? Oh, I don't hear it. Mine runs perfect.
Well, let's see. I'm running with...
Oh, I'm sorry.
3 gigs of RAM.
Only 3 gigs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pathetic.
Oh, sorry, you know, I could install the 64-bit version of Windows 7 Ultimate.
You couldn't?
I could.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't run the 64-bit myself. I just run 4 gigs of RAM and, you know, a decent video card and a quad-core processor. You know, that takes care of everything.
Okay, keep talking for a minute. I'll be right back.
You want me to talk? Oh, fuck that. I'm going to put it on pause if you're going to run away. There's no way.
I'm not running away.
I'm not here to do your monologue crap.
I'm just running my...
Okay, for those of you folks out there that didn't realize we paused, you didn't hear the great big spacer where we went off and played with ourselves for a bit, so now we're back.
He played with himself. I had someone play with me because I'm better than that. Anyways,
whatever floats your boat.
How can people say that this was not premeditated when people went down there carrying Molotov cocktails? See, and if the cops were going to let, or the city was going to let people gather around these big screens downtown and all that shit, then they should have had it barricaded off and people should have been checked, their bags checked, so that they could not bring in Molotov cocktails or knives or guns or anything like that, you know, as a precaution.
Yeah, I
know, it's Big Brother watching and Big Brother blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to people's safety, 4 people dead, I'm sorry. But my personal safety or my personal privacy comes in nothing compared to 4 people being killed by a bunch of fucking asshole rioters.
Well, there's where I disagree with you. Personal privacy is everything.
Well, yes, no.
There's no reason to search me for whatever reason, for anything whatsoever, when I'm going into an area. When something like this happens, then they can start searching at this particular point in time, but not before.
No, see, before it would be preventative. Afterwards, it would have been impossible because they were too far outnumbered.
Yeah, well, they're outnumbered anyway, and people are showing up, so it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'd much rather give up that little piece of personal privacy and make sure that people were safe.
And as they say, from some of the freest men in the world, those who prefer to give up their liberties for security deserve neither.
Who said that?
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, fuck, another dumbass American. Actually,
no, he actually wasn't a dumbass American. He left. As a stupid-ass fucking Briton.
And he went back to Britain, then to France, because the American women were too fucking uptight. He went over to France where he could have his threesomes and get away with it, you know?
Well, you know, it's his own fault for coming into the Puritan United States, you know?
Yeah. But
he was still a brilliant man, and he still had something excellent to say there, in the fact that, you know, anyone who wants to give up their liberties for security deserves neither.
What if it was one of your family that was killed?
I don't care. I honestly, it would hurt, yes, but to give up that security, and if you actually get down to it, you know you don't want to give up your secure liberties for security, because what happens is you end up to the point where it becomes a totalitarian police state. Look at what's happening down in, well, the U.S. right now is an excellent example. I mean, did you hear about, even though Boston still broke out in minor riots, they had the rules they had in Boston. You couldn't enter into a bar after the second period. You weren't allowed into the downtown core. You weren't allowed to go anywhere during the entire fucking game. And after the game, it was like this ridiculous clampdown. It's like, okay, so they live in Soviet Russia pre the wall coming down. Sounds good.
Well,
and you would agree with that, I take it.
I agree that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
There's prevention, and then there's ridiculous prevention.
If you want to go into that area to watch, to be part of that, then you should agree to... It's like going to a festival concert, you know. You want to go into that concert, you agree to be patted down.
What if I just happened to live there? I didn't want to go there for the event. I just wanted to go shopping in that area. I would have to give up my privacies to go do that?
Let me answer what you just said.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a prime fucking example, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Oak Bay Tea Party has been going on for almost 50 years.
That's right.
People know that.
Yeah.
It's advertised every year.
Yeah.
Every year they tell the residents of Oak Bay what streets are going to be closed down.
Yeah.
When they're going to be closed down.
Yeah.
How long they're going to be closed down for.
Yeah, so... What's this got to do with it?
Okay. I was working in security there.
Uh-huh.
And this asshole who has been living there for 20 goddamn years decided that he was going to take his car and bump into me, okay? His BMW against my legs. No, he didn't do it hard.
No.
I'm not finished.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear the rest of your crazy story. Go ahead.
Now, I turned around before any of this started. I said, when he said, I've been living here for 20 years, I said, well, sir, then you should know that this goes on every year, because it's gone on every year for the last almost 50 years.
Yeah.
And the route hasn't changed. The timings haven't changed.
Yeah.
And I've been given authority by the mayor of Oak Bay and by the chief of police by Oak Bay not to let anybody through.
Yeah.
And there was a cop sitting there watching all of this. Now, this guy drove into my leg once. I moved 3 feet forward. I said, try that again. As he came forward, I drove my foot through the front grill of his car.
Yeah, but
that's when the cop got out of the car and started giving me a hard time. And I had lots of witnesses. This guy tried to push his freedoms on...
That's not freedom, though. That's completely different. He attacked you.
No, because he wanted his freedom.
No, he didn't want his freedom. He wanted his way.
One man's
attacking somebody is not valid. I don't care. That's different than saying I have to give up my liberties of being searched or investigated to go into an area. What you're describing is completely different from that. You're describing an asshole who thinks he has the right to drive over you so he can drive his car out of his fucking parking garage or wherever it was to get on the street and leave during the middle of a fucking parade. That's a completely different thing than me going down to the downtown core of Vancouver and being searched on my way in there, whether or not I'm going to the game or whether I'm going down to Robson Street to buy some pussy.
Okay.
See, they don't sell pussy down there. They sell a lot of dick down there.
If they were to have made it public,
yeah,
that these streets were going to be closed off, and that for the express reason of the hockey game, to make it possible for people to watch the game down there,
okay,
which I think was a mistake. Okay, let me get that right off my fucking chest. It was a mistake.
I don't think it was. It was a mistake probably tonight.
And if they had put it up and told the public about it long beforehand, then anybody who wanted to go down there shopping would have known, okay, this day is not the best day to go down there. If I go down there, I have to submit to a search. A pound of prevention is worth an ounce of cure, okay? If you could have taken one of those Molotov cocktails out of a person's bag, then that would have been worth it. Or if you could have saved one of those person's lives who got killed in those riots.
I still don't fully agree with you there. I mean, if I lived in the area or something, that's a complete violation of everything. You know.
Oh. But then again, you're right-wing pinko, so.
No, I'm not quite that far over, dude.
Yeah.
I would be more to left. Right-wing pinko is pretty much the ridiculous government we elected into Canada again. The Harper government. We don't have a Canadian government. We have a Harper government. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. I heard him.
And that's the right wing. You do understand that.
Oh, I do.
They're conservative.
No, you're one of these liberals.
I'm not very fucking liberal. Conservative. I'd be the other way. I'd be towards the liberal. But I'm not that far liberal. I'm sort of towards the middle left.
So you don't know your asshole from a hole in the ground is what you're saying.
Oh, I know the difference between my asshole and a hole in the ground. Shit goes in one and out the other.
No.
Go up or down.
Actually, you're wrong. The difference between your asshole and the hole in the ground, the government fucks you up one of them.
Oh, no, they fuck you up both of them every chance they get. What the hell, man? They'll fuck you in any orifice they can get. They don't care whether it's your ass, your mouth, your ears. They don't give a shit. Any orifice will do.
So on the news, they're now saying that they've got these the troublemakers contained in certain areas.
Yeah.
We've got hundreds of officers.
Go ahead. Watching two sets of news, so you know I see that. Well, the cop cars are still fucking burning. I find it amusing, though I shouldn't. That's really sad. Well, especially in this case here.
I find it disgusting.
Well, you know.
And remember your former employee, SLD?
Vaguely, yeah, okay.
When I said about four people dead in Vancouver due to riots?
Yeah.
Her reply was not surprisingly, sadly.
Yeah, it's unconfirmed at this moment. You know.
Yeah.
And some idiot here goes, it probably wouldn't happen if Canucks won. I was like, no, sorry, dude. It would have happened if Canucks won or lost. These idiots were out to do some fun tonight. Fun in their twisted little world. Let's see. Here we go. We've got a place to drop photos for the criminals here for public humiliation.
Oh yeah,
it's a Facebook page.
Oh, what is it?
Hang on, I'll send you the link. It's a Facebook fan page somebody created. I gotta retweet that. Hang on, let's get the fucking link sent to you. Coming through. There you go. There's the link.
Okay, just give me a second.
Yeah. Retweet that, baby. Retweet that.
Okay.
Start tagging him on Facebook. Facebook has some pretty fantastic facial recognition software as it is.
Have you tweeted that out already?
Yeah, I've already retweeted it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find your...
You want me to retweet it for you?
Yeah, because I...
Here, I'll just send you the info here.
Well, I got the URL, but when I enter it into my tweets, I just...
I'll just send you the tweet and I'll send you the person to credit for it. There's the tweet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And here comes the guy to credit. At Rogue Tal, that's who it is. So everyone out there, you should follow at Rogue Tal.
Yep, definitely.
There we go. I don't know if he created the page or not, but it doesn't matter who created it. It looks like it's getting a shitload of fucking photos. It is. It's getting a fucking shitload of photos. So we can go through here and go asshole number one, asshole number two, butt wipe number one. I need to sign into another account, though, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. Okay, there it is. 10-year-old top. Okay, so retweet this. So I'm just going to retweet that. And we, you know, I'm going to have to retweet that. Get my friend shirt.
Oh, fuck. The downtown chapters is burning.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they were burning jerseys, flags, the whole nine yards, eh? Ex of mine, I can't mention her name or her screen name, unfortunately. She's online, so I'm going to get her to retweet that out too.
Yeah, well.
Did you hear that? The guy on the news, they're showing the videos from earlier, and he goes, yes, you should be very proud of throwing that chair, young lady.
Yeah, there's a it's gonna take him a while to sift through all the fucking video and photography that the Vancouver PD is gonna get, but yeah, they're gonna have a they'll be able to convict a shitload of people.
Yeah,
granted, a lot of the crime will be petty violence, but I don't care. It's the principle. I still remember the time when someone broke into my car, stole a ashtray from my fucking car.
Yeah.
You might remember that years ago.
Yep.
And we had it all on video. And caught the guy, prosecuted him. He got a criminal conviction, had to pay me $60 for the ashtray, plus he got a year and a half's probation.
And he didn't have to give you like the 68 cents that was in the ashtray?
That was included in the 68 oh. 60 bucks. Because the ashtray, the cost of the ashtray was actually only like $15. It's like, but it was the principle of the thing. Was I was so choked that he fucking stole my ashtray from me.
Of course.
And the worst part was he emptied it on the ground next to my fucking car.
He probably wanted the cigarette butts.
No, he didn't even pick up the cigarette butts. He just stole the ashtray and emptied it on the ground next to my car. It's like, all right, you must have needed an ashtray like that to fit your own car. Yeah, fucking, there are some true idiots out there in the world.
Oh, Future Shop's been broken into.
Oh, fuck, I wonder if they're clearing out the... You know, this is what... I can't believe... This just blows me away. I've never expected this kind of behavior from fucking Canadians. I expected this kind of behavior from Americans, especially down in the deep south, but not fucking Canadians, not Vancouver.
No, it's a shame, you know. They're all proud to be Canadians, but yet they're acting more and more like Americans.
Fuck.
And it's just really pissing me off. Let's see. So that ex of mine says there's nothing on Twitter about the four deaths. Where did you find that?
Oh, it came from who tweeted that out? Oh, just go go check the hashtag RIOT2011, and it was down in that list. As I said, it's unconfirmed.
Okay. Downtown to riot, even after the police have told them to go home. Okay. And people jumping up behind the news crews, totally proud of their stupidity.
Oh, yeah.
And this one guy, we were not cheated out of the cup, people. The better team won, and you destroy your own beautiful city for this.
They're not destroying it because of fucking losing the cup.
No.
It's gone beyond that. I mean, a couple of fist fights. Yeah, you're an idiot, dude. You're walking past a shitload of riot police. You expect they're going to get your ass kicked. And just waving them? Fuck. There was a couple of fist fights outside the arena between Bruins fans and Canucks fans, but that was about the fucking cup.
Yeah. I just retweeted something. You got a picture of Riot 2011? Post it here and identify those criminals. HTTP VanCityRiotCriminals.tumblr.com.
Oh, send me that link. That's another one.
Oh, I just hang on.
I don't think I'm following you with this account, so it's all good.
Okay. Copy shortcut.
Yeah. You just copy it. Just copy the link and paste it into Skype there for me, dude.
Try that.
That's what I want right there.
Yeah. So this is great. I think it's fantastic that these people are getting on board.
Fuck! Welcome to the new age, man. So, what was the tweet on that? You got what was that? You got
a picture of Riot 2011. You post it here and identify those criminals. And this idiot Vancouver police seem to be using a lot of dogs on people. Fuck, idiot! Okay, you're a fucking idiot. And did your mother have any kids that lived?
There we go.
Oh, they're too fucking busy whining.
Yeah, what do media, you think media quit calling them fucking Canucks fans. They're morons. They're not fucking Canucks fans. So we're pushing an hour for the show. We'll just let it run just a bit past an hour, and then we'll move on. If you look at you, you fucking moron. That cop should just pound the shit out of you. Going up there and harassing the...
I'm watching it.
You watching this CBC one where the big fat bald guy was getting in the face of the riot cop and the cop didn't smack him? That was some really good restraint on the cop's part.
That's when you have those... muscle twitches and you hit them in the face.
That one deserved.
I'm sorry, is that your blood?
Smacked in the face.
Is that your tooth buried in my shield?
Yeah. Fucking some of these idiots, man.
They should just run the horses through there.
Yeah. Well, come on, you don't want to hurt the horses.
True.
I mean, come on, those horses deserve better than the, you know, get injured by stomping some idiotic moron. I mean, if they can come up and stomp them properly like a horse should, they'll be fine. But if they run through a crowd, there's a good chance the horse could be caused to trip and crash. Yeah. They don't want that. You could take care of the horse.
Okay. Retreat
the horse is worth so much more than them. What's that? Retweet.
Yeah, just listen. Retweet Bluefinch 604 at Dave Mossop. I think the at the province and at the Vancouver Sun should dedicate their entire newspaper edition to the faces of Riot 2011. Retweet! Retweet!
That's in Riot 2011? Okay, I can probably find that under Riot 2011 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, if my boys grow up to be one of these idiots there, I'm going to pound the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah. I know my
there's kid. A time for protesting and there's a time for standing up to the cops, but this is not it at all.
Yeah. And I really I honestly believe, you know, that cities that riot like this deserve to lose their franchise, okay?
Yeah, well.
And they until they can behave like fucking civilized beings, they shouldn't get a franchise back. Oh, man.
Fuck, I got some retweets out of that one.
Wow.
You got to remember, I have 17. I have almost 1,700 followers on my main account, dude.
Holy shit.
I actually have people that listen to me for some strange reason, which is why I'm nobody on your show.
Pardon?
I said that's why I am nobody on your show.
Ah.
And if someone wants to try and figure out who I am, they can do their best to figure out who I am. But until they figure it out, I'm just nobody.
You should get nobody at twitter.com.
I bet that's already taken.
Yeah. How about COB nobody? Cranky old bastard nobody.
There's an idea. I might get
that. COB nobody. Yeah. And did you notice that I put up a new profile picture on Skype? My cranky old bastard
no,
picture?
I didn't pay any attention to it, to be honest.
Yeah, I put up the one with the driving cap on.
The one from your website. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's your standard photo though. I thought that had become your standard fare for all of your stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't care if people
here's what I think of your photo there. And this. But of course, you got
gee, why's that?
Could have considered a person that took it, you know.
Person who took it's a fucknut.
Yeah, that he might be, but still took a good photo there.
Yeah, one of only a handful that he's ever done.
Hey, those handful of photos have made me some money.
That they have, and I have to take my cap off to you there. That they have.
I may only have a handful of really good photos, but a handful of really good photos can actually bring you more money than a shitload of good photos.
Your handful of good photos are bringing you more money than my handful of award-winning photos.
You also got to consider Ansel Adams. How many photos did that guy actually ever take?
Well, actually, quite a few.
In comparison, over the amount of photos he could have taken.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like he would wait hours or days to take one picture. You know, just waiting for that right moment when the lighting was perfect. Which is, of course, why his photos are so fantastic. And there's a car. They just showed the car for that girl who dived in there to try and save her shit, and it was burnt the fuck out.
What the fuck? Like, why would you bother to burn or to damage somebody else's vehicle? You know, someone that's never done anything to you. Your car just happened to be in the wrong place.
Yeah, we knock your face down, dude. Yeah, all right. No, quick, hide it. Oh, too late. You've already been tagged.
Yeah, we got you. We'll be in touch. And those nice tattoos.
You're watching the same CBC feed I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just got it on the TV.
Well, that's what I'm watching. It's TV on Czech News. I'm watching on Czech TV, so.
Yeah, it's like if they can't pick your face out, they'll get you by your tattoos.
Oh, fucking the tattoos will definitely be unique.
You got a problem with tattoos?
No, not really.
Good. Because I know you've got one. And you're too chicken shit to get another one.
That's right. Somebody told me I had one.
Yeah.
That's okay. It was just a tattoo. So, you know, you can always go along and say, there you go.
Several hundred officers have arrived on site downtown.
It's about time they fucking got there. It's only been 3 hours.
Yeah. You know what? I like the way that things were dealt with over in England and in Northern Ireland. Rubber bullets hurt like a son of a bitch.
They used those at the WTO riots in Seattle in 99.
Yeah.
I didn't get hit by one of those, no. I got caught by a couple of flashbangs and a whack load of fucking tear gas. Shit stings.
You know, when I was down in Cornwallis, Nova Scotia, and going through the tear gas huts, we had a guy that he puked in his mask because you're not supposed to breathe the shit in. You got to take off your gas mask. You're in an enclosed room. You're told to take off your gas mask and then put it in your case. And then we'll say gas, gas, gas. You pull the canister out, you put it on, and you say back, gas, gas, gas. You're not supposed to breathe in, okay, until you got your mask on. Yeah. Well, he breathed in, and he puked all in his mouth, and he had to go back through and put his mask full of puke back on.
Serves him right.
Fucking right. Oh, let's see. Looks like riders are about to get their asses kicked. Looks like cops are getting ready to do a big push. Oh, fuck. That's...
Are you picking this up on
Twitter? Twitter, yeah. Vancouver's riot police are a lot nicer than Seattle. Seattle shoots you with pepper spray and
Seattle,
rubber bullets.
Seattle streets. Seattle's riot police didn't wait to start trouble.
Hey, when do you think this podcast will be up on the air?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll just like I said, there's no editing here, man. This is I'll take it. I'll finish the recording. I will throw it into my editor. I might lay bed music. I might not. And I'm not even going to bother with an extra right now. We're going to have to. You're going to have to build an extra. Oh, we do have to have one extra. We have to make mention of the fact that the music we use here, some of the music we used here, came from Mevio's music gallery. That's music.mevio.com.
Okay.
But
so you're giving them their plug there.
Oh, I have to get in their plug at the very end too. Okay. And it also has to be in the show notes. So you have to write some show notes on this. You do know that, right? So basically you're writing a post to go with this.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be long. Paragraph or two.
This is first I've heard of it.
Well, you've got to have show notes, man. I mean, the fuck? You need something to draw people in. If we just put a podcast on, who the fuck's going to come for a podcast? There's no text. You need something for the search engines to find. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I'll do that. And I'm just selling this Beck Thomas photo. Listen to the podcast tomorrow for the Cranky Old Bastard. So I'm going to say on today's Wednesday, on Friday.
Yeah, well, so we should tell them when this podcast was done. This podcast, well, fuck, anyone who can't figure out when the Stanley Cup final game happened is really dumb. But
June 15th. June
15th. It's, about 11:24 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you know.
Yeah.
And, we're just about done. We're just about, I think we're a little over an hour now. Yeah, we're a little over an hour. So I'm about to call it at that, because we could go on for an hour or two, and I'm certain that there's some people out there, once they get a hold of this, they'll just keep fucking listening and listening.
Yeah.
But, we got to leave something for other shows.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, I think you should probably consider doing this on a weekly basis,
Oh, fucking right. I mean, hell, I'm surprised I'm not doing it on a daily basis.
Well, you'll have to do your own recordings on a daily basis if you want to do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess we will sign off. Right. Remember, people, I don't care if you like what I have to fucking say or not, but fucking support our troops. They deserve it. Until next time, I shall remain the Cranky Old Bastard, and this will be the... COB Nobody, I guess.
And this is the COB Nobody, and this show is copyright by Cranky Old Bastard 2011. This show cannot be reproduced or redistributed without permission to Cranky Old Bastard, and if we find out you're doing that, we're going to sue your fucking ass. So, keep that in mind. Also, the music
I've
you hear here...
Lawyers.
Well, some of the music you hear here may have come from Mevio's Music Gallery, and that's at music.mevio.com, and check them out. They're in the show notes. They got some really cool twisted music in there. You might actually enjoy it. There is some really twisted shit in there too. I've been listening. There's some really, and we'll find more of that twisted shit just for this show, because I've actually wanted to pull some of that twisted shit in. I just forgot to deal with that today. But let's let this carry us out of here. You all have yourselves a good, wonderful evening, and enjoy the rest of the riot news displays on the TV.
Of increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results.
Right, causes human misery, suffering, pain, and death.
Increase in human misery, suffering. We progressives.
Right, causes human misery, suffering, pain, and death.
Which is, in truth, based on nothing but greed. Of increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results.
Right,
We Progressives. It all sounds so ham-handedly partisan that it would be laughable if it weren't so damaging.